Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do either of the next two games make you nervous as a Steelers guy?
They don't make me nervous, but I still kind of squint because I know how these games do go for the Steelers as they have in the past. And 2 years ago, it just pops into my mind, as I brought up last week, Arizona Cardinals being terrible 2 years ago and New England Patriots being terrible 2 years ago. Both teams come into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers whenever the Steelers should have won those football games.
Yeah, you lost to Bailey Zappi.
Yes.
And a Bill Belichick who was closer to dating a mid-20-year-old and losing a lot of games at UNC than he was to winning Super Bowls.
Yep.
Does he make it beyond 1 year, by the way?
No. He's one and done.
Will it be his decision or theirs?
Both. They part ways.
Little mutual decision there.
Yes.
If he wasn't Bill Belichick, I think he'd get some grace. Year one, all those transfers, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But he's Bill Belichick.
Right.
He doesn't get the grace.
Right.
But we digress. I'm not worried about either of these two games, man. I'm not. The Browns game worries me more than the Bengals game, oddly. But really, if you don't win both, I'll be surprised. I think half a month from now, man, we're going to be sitting here talking about the 5-1 Steelers. And maybe they're not going to be all that impressive. But 5-1's 5-1. They have beat the Browns 20 consecutive times in the regular season at Acrisure Stadium.
Uh-huh.
The Browns have to jump across the pond after losing a heartbreaker with a rookie quarterback where Myles Garrett didn't make the plays at the end of the game the way TJ Watt made plays all throughout the game in Dublin, I might add. The travel works against them. You're playing on the road that works against them. Mike Tomlin's excellent against rookie quarterbacks, particularly at Acrisure Stadium. There's not a lot of reasons to think the Browns are going to walk up in here and beat the Steelers. And the Steelers have already opened as a 3.5-point favorite.
The only way is if the Steelers caught this bye week, and we think it's at the right time because of injuries and getting stuff, you know, aligned and getting guys healthy. But if they caught the bye week at the wrong time where they finally found that momentum and now that momentum has stalled because of the bye week. Like what you grasped last game in Ireland, and you found a running game, you had your backup running back run for 99 yards, DK Metcalf over 100 yards, Aaron Rodgers looked like he was, you know, pretty good, obviously. The defense playing at a high level. If you lose all that momentum from the bye week, that's the way that I think that they can get caught. But you have to do it. They had to do whatever they possibly could this last week and this week here to figure out how they can regain that momentum that they had, because they kind of do. You just naturally lose it whenever you don't play.
I think it might be ugly. I think it might be an ugly game, but you've got Aaron Rodgers and they've got a rookie quarterback making his first start on the road. And I realize it was a tough environment in London and he didn't play bad and they ran the ball better than they had this season. And their defensive line, their front four, is a tough matchup for the Steelers offensive line. But I'll take the intangible stuff with the Steelers. I think from top to bottom, the Steelers are better. And I think they're going to win the game. And the bettors are already looking that way. The Steelers open as a 3.5-point favorite. That spread has already moved to -4.5, which I like it. I like it when the public are on our guys. I like when there's line movement, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you talk about the rust factor. Always a concern coming off a bye. But I have faith because of how well the offense played. And I know the Jets are terrible, but the offense played really well week one. and you scored a bunch of touchdowns, and Rodgers threw four touchdowns, and he had never played in a Steelers uniform before. Like, they came in basically cold as an offense, and they played really well offensively. Cleveland's defense is good. I'm not going to take that away. We love to clown the Browns. That defense is really good. I think you put up 20, though, you win the game. I think they'll put up 20. I think they'll win the game. We'll get more in-depth into the game as the week goes on.
Can they protect Rodgers, though?
No. So get it out of his hand quick, run the ball, play an extra offensive lineman, play more Darnell Washington, get rid of some of the deeper, longer-developing play-action routes that really we haven't seen a lot since game one, and don't let Myles Garrett wreck the game. You know, it should be Darnell Washington and Broderick Jones punching that guy in the face every single play. Every single play. If you block that guy, if you protect Rodgers enough, then Cleveland's not going to win the football game. And I think you're going to see the rookie quarterback make some mistakes the way that he didn't make terrible mistakes in the Vikings game. I mean, this I've always thought is more of a advantage in college football. I've always thought it's more of a college thing, like a tough schedule spot. This is a tough schedule spot. The Steelers been resting. Your quarterback's 41. He's got to have his feet up. He probably did get his couple pints of Guinness that he was pining for being over there in Ireland. You're arrested. You're going to get some guys back. Highsmith might come back. That's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with Herbig?
Joey Porter Jr.
You're going to get Joey Porter Jaylen. Jr. back. I don't know that Ramsey plays. We'll find out more.
No, Jalen Warren.
Oh, yeah. They got two Jalens.
Yep.
Different spellings.
Yeah, why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. You tell me.
There's a why.
Oh. So you're going to get back and healthy. Meanwhile, Cleveland, they got to fly 15 time zones to come back and play you on the road. You should win the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.